President John Mahama has added his voice to calls on teachers to return to the classroom. He says the timing is wrong and they must put the nation's interests above their professional one. The president was speaking in an interaction with leaders of youth groups who paid a courtesy call on him at the Flagstaff House in Accra. Among the issues raised by the group was an appeal to government to quickly resolve the strike so that it does not affect the students. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
One of President Mahama's passions is the youth, as he believes their future is now. This is the first time such engagement with youth groups has taken place. The NDC's manifesto has a number of programs outlined for the youth, which President Mahama hopes to fulfill within his first 4 years. There is the launch of a 10 million Ghana City Youth Jobs and Enterprise Development Fund to support young people to become successful entrepreneurs. Job and enterprise centers will also be built across the country to assist the unemployed youth. Prosper Hoto, who spoke on behalf of the youth, acknowledged how they have observed with interest President Mahama's decency, humility, and commitment to peace, which he has exhibited throughout his political career, and in times of extreme provocation. They pledge to partner government in programs and policies that affect them. The youth group is also worried about the ongoing strike by teachers.
Your Excellency, we also recall that in the State of the Nation address, you indicated the development of youth centers in districts to facilitate youth meetings, interactions, cultural exchanges, conferences, and inputs into district assemblies' deliberative mechanism. This is highly commendable. We shall therefore be grateful if His Excellency would direct all district chief executives, and for that matter, district assemblies, to take steps to engage the youth to review their district development plans in line with the objectives and priorities in the national youth policy. Our brothers and sisters in senior high school are worried about the ongoing industrial action by teachers. We appeal to teachers to exercise restraint, taking into account the effect of their strike action on students in the ongoing West African senior school certificate exams.
The president described the time the teachers are striking as inappropriate. He said even as government works to solve these issues, public servants must move away from seeking their own interests.
I'll use this forum to appeal to our teachers to call off the strike and go back to the classrooms. I know that various groups of organized labor have different, complaints that they have. But I think that the complaints are better dealt with in an environment of dialogue rather than an environment of intimidation. And often when that happens, it is the children who suffer. The timing is absolutely wrong. The children have started their exams and we need the teachers there to guide them, not only to guide them, but also to invigilate the exams to ensure that the integrity of the examination process is not compromised.
He again assured the youth that their welfare will be pursued at all times.
We're going to encourage employees to use those job enterprise centers, the databases in those job enterprise centers, to find out whether they can find the skills that they are looking for, often when they are looking for people to employ. We'll also use the job enterprise centers as training centers on how you can find a job, how to write a CV, how to present a CV, how to present yourself for interview. And so we're committed to setting up the job enterprise centers.
The youth delegation has asked government to maintain the Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efiye Ankra, a bit longer to enable him to facilitate the implementation of the National Youth Policy, which is currently undergoing some transformation.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.